Have you ever walked through a flower garden? I mean, like a legit master planned garden? When I was in college, our choir would travel and sing for churches all over. On one such trip, we visited the Bellengrath Gardens and Home, located in Theodore, Alabama. It's 65 acres of year-round floral wonder in a southern estate garden. We visited in the spring, and it was like nothing I had ever seen. As you walk through, you are greeted with beautiful flowers, sweet aromas in the air, and surrounded by peace landscapes. Little walking bridges crossed over lily-covered ponds, and trees in bloom provided shade and a place for all the singing birds to nest. It was stunning, a place to be still and breathe in creation. This month, we're on a journey to be refreshed and find rest. Remember Eden, the perfect garden God created for Adam and Eve in the beginning? No shame. Every need provided for, meaningful and fulfilling work, God's purpose and design so clear and perfect. Then sin entered the picture. Shame, brokenness, and death replaced the serenity and peace of the garden. God still calls us to journey back to the garden, to walk and talk with Him in moments every day, even in the midst of our brokenness, shame, and chaos. He calls us out to explore His beauty all around us, and it's in His presence our purpose is reestablished and we find rest. Now, if you're traveling with me on this adventure to discover practical ways we can find refreshing, renewal, and rest this month, write this down. We are refreshed when we spend time in God's Word. Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. King David wrote these words, and although during his life he didn't have the full Bible like we do, he did have the full written record of the law that God had given to Israel, and he recognized it was flawless and perfect. The truth and God's ways revive the soul and give life to those who follow it. When our hearts are down or the brokenness of this life weighs heavy on us, God's Word, God's truth refreshes us because we can trust it and know His way. The truth leads to life everlasting. The law of the Lord is perfect. It gives us wisdom in knowing right from wrong and how to love God above anything else in this world, how to live and how to love and treat those around us. When I spend time in God's Word, my faith is strengthened, my way and purpose are made clear, and just like walking through a beautiful garden, my soul is refreshed with beautiful truth. I hope you'll journey back to the garden, discover your purpose, find peace as you walk with the Lord. Be still and quiet, if even for a few moments. Allow God the opportunity to speak to your weary heart. Trusting and spending time in God's Word will bring peace and refreshing to your life. That's the truth. Discover it today and join me next time as we walk through Scripture this month to find more ways we can be refreshed, renewed, and find rest. I'm Lori Klein.